Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to extend a warm welcome to all of you for this investor conference call to review the audited financial results for Q4 FY26 and for the period ended 31st March 2026. Shri A. Venkat Sanjeev, ED Avanti Feeds Limited, and Shri A. Nikhilesh, ED Avanti Frozen Foods Limited, have joined from feed and processing plants respectively. Along with me are Mrs. Shantilata, CFO of Avanti Feeds Limited, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana, CFO of Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited, and Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy, CFO of Avanti Pet Care Private Limited. To begin with, Mrs. Shantilata will present highlights of financial results for the quarter ended 31st March 2026 of Shrimp Feed Division and also consolidated financials of the company for the same period. Thereafter, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana will present the financial highlights of Shrimp Processing and Export Division. Thereafter, Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy will present the status of the pet care projects. After presentation by all of them, we will take up the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. C. Ramachandra Rao, the JMD. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Akash. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to extend a warm welcome to all of you for this investors conference call to review the audited financial results for Q4 FY26 and for the period ended 31st March 2026. Of course, he has already told that Mr. A. Venkat Sanjeev, Executive Director, and Mr. Nikhilesh, Executive Director, have joined online. Along with me here, Shantilata, CFO of Avanti Feeds Limited, and D.V.S. Satyanarayana, CFO of Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited, and K. Srinivas Reddy, CFO of Avanti Pet Care Limited. To begin with, Mrs. Shantilata will present highlights of financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026 of Shrimp Feed Division and also consolidated financials of the company for the same period. Thereafter, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana will present the financial highlights of Shrimp Processing and Export Division. Thereafter, Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy will present the status of pet care project. After presentation by all of them, I'll give a just brief sum up of the events that have taken place and a bit of future forecast, and then before we take up the question and questions from you. Now I hand it over to Shantilata to give the financial highlights of feeds, Avanti Feeds and consolidated statements.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I will take you through the consolidated and standalone financial performance highlights for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026. The comparative performance of Q4 FY26 with that of Q3 FY26 and Q4 FY25 and of financial year 26 with that of financial year 25 have been given in the presentation already circulated. Moving on to consolidated financial results for Q4 FY26. Q4 FY26 financial highlights. The gross income in Q4 FY26 is 1,516 crores as compared to 1,447 crores in the previous quarter, Q3 FY26, an increase of 69 crores by about 4.77%. When compared with Q4 FY25 gross income of 1,432 crores, there is an increase of 84 crores by 5.86%. The PBT is 184 crores in Q4 FY26 as compared to 222 crores in Q3 FY26, a decrease of 38 crores by 17.12%. In compared to Q4 FY25 PBT of 211 crores, there is a decrease of 27 crores by about 12.8%. Coming to the financial results for the financial year ended 31st March 2026, the gross income in FY26 is 6,279 crores as compared to 5,766 crores in FY25, an increase of 513 crores by about 8.9%. The PBT is 882 crores in FY26 as compared to 737 crores in FY25, an increase of 145 crores by about 20%. The consolidated results indicate net impact of several factors such as increase or decrease in income, expenditure and exceptional item relating to both feed and frozen divisions, which will be discussed in the following divisional performance of these units individually. Standalone financial results of feed division. So, Q4 FY26 results, financial results. The gross income of feed division for the Q4 FY26 is 1,068 crores as compared to 993 crores in the previous quarter of Q3 FY26, an increase of 75 crores due to increase in quantity of feed sold. The gross income in Q4 FY26 increased to 1,068 crores from 1,067 crores, a marginal increase of 1 crore. The PBT for Q4 FY26 is 139 crores as compared to 172 crores in Q3 FY26, a decrease of 33 crores by 19% due to increase in raw material cost. And compared to Q4 PBT of 194 crores, there is a decrease of 55 crores, about 28%, mainly due to decrease in quantity sold by 5,986 MT, and also increase in raw material cost. The feed sales increased to 123,725 MT in Q4 FY26 as compared to 118,127 in Q3 and decreased from 129,711 in Q4 FY25. Now coming to the financial year highlights of feed division, the gross income in FY26 is 4,538 crores as compared to 4,549 crores in FY25, a decrease of ₹11 crores, mainly due to decrease in sale price during April 25 of the previous year. The PBT is 715 crores in FY26 as compared to 658 crores in FY25, an increase of 57 crores by 8.66%. The feed sales during the year increased to 562,060 MTs as compared to 555,248 MTs in previous year. The major raw materials are fish meal, soybean meal and wheat flour. The noticeable development in this quarter is increasing trend of two major raw materials, that is fish meal and soybean meal, resulting in decrease in the profitability when compared with the previous quarters. The prices of these raw materials keep fluctuating since their production is based on fish catches and agriculture. The average consumption prices of fish meal increased in Q4 FY26 to 130 per kg from 117 in Q3 FY26 and from 91 rupees in Q4 FY25. In case of soybean meal, their prices increased to rupees 55 per kg in Q4 FY26 from 44 in Q3 FY26 and increased from 41 in Q4 FY25. However, the wheat flour price decreased to 31 in Q4 FY26 from 32 per kg in Q3 FY26 and decreased from 36 in Q4 FY25. Present purchase price of fish meal is 230 rupees per kg and soya bean meal is 72 rupees per kg and wheat flour is 30 per kg. While on one hand, the raw materials are instrumental in determining the margin, on the other hand, the status of aquaculture activity conditions like climatic changes, diseases, etc. determine the consumption of feed in terms of volume, which will have an impact on the overall performance of the company. The PBT during the financial year 26 stood at 15.5% on revenue as compared to about 14.34 during FY25, that is period ended 31st March 2025. To sum up, in general, FY26-27 is expected to be a challenging season for the aquaculture industry in respect of shrimp production due to steep increase in feed raw material prices. as well as exports from India and global demand for shrimp exports. So the shrimp production and feed consumption FY26 and company plans for FY27. On the basis of estimated shrimp production of about 8 to 9 lakh metric tons in calendar year 2026, the feed consumption is estimated to be about 11 to 12 lakh metric tons. The company feed sales during FY26 is 5,62,060 MT against 5,55,247 MT in FY25. It is estimated that the feed sales during FY27 would be around 5,80,000 metric tons. Shrimp processing and export division. The export of frozen shrimp during 25-26 was to the tune of 7,92,647 MT, worth US dollars 5,624.48 million. USA was the largest importer, about 2,56,128 MT of frozen shrimp, followed by China 1,69,505, European Union 1,35,599. Southeast Asia 83,810, Japan 40,776, Middle East 30,478, and other countries 76,351 MT. On a year-on basis, export volumes to the U.S. declined by 17.9%, whereas export to China increased by 24%, to the European Union by 36%, and to Japan by 5% in metric tons terms. Frozen shrimp contributed to be the major item of export in terms of quantity and value, accounting for a share of 40% in quantity and 67% of the total US dollar earnings. During FY26, frozen shrimp export registered a growth of 13.16% in rupee value and 8.64% in dollar value and 6.9% by volume. Your company's shrimp exports during the FY26 were 16,976 MTs as compared to 14,149 in FY25, an increase by 2,827 MTs. It is estimated that the exports during FY25 would be around 19,000 MTs. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Divya Satyanarayana to present highlights of shrimp processing and export division.
Thank you, madam. Good evening, everyone. Now, I would like to take you through the financial highlights of shrimp processing and export division. Q4 FY2026 results. The gross income for Q4 FY26 was 446 crores. As compared to 455 crores in Q3 FY2026, a decrease by 9 crores, representing 2%, mainly due to decrease in average sales price realization. The gross income in Q4 FY2026 increased to 446 crores from 364 crores during Q4 FY2025, an increase of 82 crores, representing 22% year-on-year growth. Higher sales in Q4 FY26 were driven by an increase in average selling price realization and favorable foreign exchange rates. The profit before tax for Q4 FY26 was 48 crores as compared to 52 crores in Q3 FY26, preceding immediate quarter, decreasing mainly due to decrease in average price realization. And also there was an additional provision for gratuity and leave encashment in Q4 FY2026 as part of the new labor code. The profit before tax in Q4 FY2026 was 48 crores, an increase from 18 crores in the corresponding quarter, that is Q4 FY2025, reflecting a significant increase primarily due to improved sales price realization, favorable foreign exchange rates, and higher other income, and also there was a reduction in ocean freight rates during the current quarter. comparison of performance for 12 months ended 31st March 2026 with 12 months ended 31st March 2025. The gross income for the 12 months of FY 2026 was 1,741 crore compared to 1,220 crore in the corresponding 12 months period of previous year, that is FY 2025. This represents an increase of 521 crore, reflecting a growth of 43%. The increase in gross income during FY 2026 was primarily driven by a rise in the sales volume of 2,827 metric tons, representing 20% growth, improved average sales price realization, and also there was a higher other income. The profit before tax for the 12 months ended FY 2026 was 178 crore as compared to 86 crore in the corresponding period of financial year 2025, reflecting an increase of 92 crore. This growth was primarily attributable to higher sales volumes during the current year, improved sales price realization, favorable FX rates, and also increased other income. So this completes the presentation of Processing and Export Division financial results. Thank you. Now I hand over to Mr. K. Srinivas Reddy to update the status of pet food project.
Thank you, Mr. D.V.S. Satyanarayana. Good evening all. Now I would like to update pet food project. As already informed, company continue to strengthen its presence in the pet food segment during Q4 FY 25-26 under its pet care brand Avant First. The response from the pet owners for both cat food and dog food products have been encouraging, with a growing acceptance across various markets reflecting the strong potential of the business. During Q4 FY 25-26, the company recorded sale rupees 151 lakhs compared to rupees 136 lakhs in Q3 FY 25-26, reflecting a sustained growth and increasing market acceptance of our products. The growth was supported by continuous demand for our cat food range and steady expansion of dog food segment across existing and new markets. The company continued to expand its market reach by strengthening its presence in Tier 1 cities and gradually entering Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets. Our products are also available on leading e-commerce platforms, including Amazon and Supertail, improving accessibility and enhancing our reach to customers across the country. The company continued to focus on strengthening the Avant First, the brand, through the targeted digital marketing initiatives on Instagram and Facebook. That is Avant First. The efforts are aimed to enhancing the brand awareness, increasing the customer engagement, and expanding our reach among pet owners across the country. The company also actively working on expanding its product portfolio and plans to introduce additional flavors and variants to cater to evolve the customer preference and strengthen its market position. On the project side, as informed earlier, the company has purchased the land near Hyderabad, converted from agriculture to non-agriculture use, for setting up a state-of-art manufacturing facility. The land development works are in progress, and we are in the final stage of finalizing the designs and drawing. Upon completion of the detailed project report and receipts of necessary government approval, construction activities will commence. Now I hand over to GMD sir for closing remarks.
Thank you, K.S. At the outset, I am delighted to share with you that India's seafood exports reached an all-time high of US$8.546 billion in financial year 25-26. The volume and value of exports touched historic peak despite global challenges. US and China remain main key markets, and frozen shrimp continues to dominate exports with 66% in terms of value of the seafood exports from India. As you know, the Q1 representing April, May, June months is the peak season for shrimp culture. Basing on the successful performance in FY 26, The farmers started stocking for the main season with high expectations for the financial year 27 also. The shrimp culture is progressing without much hurdles so far. The export market is promising and also farm gate prices of shrimp is stable to the expectations of the farmers. Unfortunately, when the things were going smoothly, the prices of raw materials used for the manufacture of shrimp feed are going up steeply since past 2 months. The major reason attributed is Gulf War on one hand, and added to it is the threat of severe El Nino this year, seriously impacting the rainfall and agriculture crops. As you know, fish meal, fish oil, soybean meal, soya lecithin, soya oil, wheat, flour are the major raw materials used in the manufacture of feed. My colleagues have already explained to you the increasing trend of these raw materials. The price of fish meal doubled from 100 rupees to 240 rupees in a span of 2 months, May and June. Even soybean meal price has also gone up steeply by about 45%. The prices of soybean meal increasing steeply due to shortage in the previous year crop by 13 lakh tons and fear of failure of current year's crop due to El Nino conditions. Moreover, the Government of India has increased minimum support price of soybean meal by about 380 rupees per quintal, making the soybean price at 5,708 per quintal. In the light of increasing in these raw materials, the company is preparing for increase in feed price at the earliest to compensate the price hike as much as possible, keeping in view the overall shrimp culture. So we are confident that with increasing in price feed, the increasing cost will be absorbed to a great extent. At this juncture, I would like to share with you the major reason for steep increase in fish meal price is export of about 75% of the fish meal manufactured in India due to higher price realization and also incentives given by the Government of India for export of fish meal. Moreover, 5% GST is applicable for local purchase of fish meal, whereas there is no GST on export. The company, along with Feed Manufacturers Association and CLASMA, is making efforts to represent the government, regulate the fish meal by bringing in appropriate measures by limiting the export quantity and withdrawal of incentives so that fish meal is available to the local shrimp feed manufacturer, which is used for production of shrimp for export purpose, earning valuable foreign exchange. Even in the case of soybean meal, the government is being approached for permission to import soybean meal to regulate the increasing price. With all these efforts, the company is confident that feed prices would be stabilized in course of time to continue the shrimp culture without interruption. Coming to the outlook for shrimp exports, the shrimp exports to the United States has improved following recent developments in U.S. trade policy. While some uncertainty remains regarding the final tariff structure applicable to seafood imports, the overall environment has become more favorable for exports. In parallel, the company continues to strengthen its presence in other international markets, thereby reducing its dependence on any single geography. The company is focusing on increasing the value-added products and also expanding the new markets. A significant development occurred on 20th February 2026 when the U.S. Supreme Court, by a 6-3 majority, ruled that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEP, does not authorize the President to impose tariffs on imports, as the authority to levy taxes and duties rests with the Congress. Consequently, the reciprocal tariffs imposed under IEEPA, including the reciprocal duties, were invalidated and ceased to be legally enforceable. As a result, CBP, U.S. Customs initiated process for refund of reciprocal tariffs collected by it. Further, U.S. Customs and Border Protection discontinued the collection of IEEPA-based tariffs with effect from 24 February 26. The U.S. administration subsequently introduced a temporary global import surcharge under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, effective from the same date for a period of to 150 days. Although the surcharge was initially fixed at 10%, there have been indications of a possible increase and further clarity is awaited. Subsequently, U.S. court decisions, including atmosphere filtration incorporation and United States and Euro nations, Florida incorporation and versus United States, directed CBP to refund duties collected under IEEPA. To facilitate large-scale refund processing, CBP launched CAPE, consolidated administration and processing of entries, a new functionality with the automated commercial environment on 20th April 2026. According to the legal consultants of the Seafood Exporters Association, the initial phase of the refund process is likely to cover entries that remain unliquidated due to ongoing anti-dumping and countervailing duty administrative reviews. In the case of frozen shrimp exports from India, entries on IEEPA tariffs were paid since 1st April 2025 remain suspended pending completion of these reviews, which are expected to conclude over the next 12 to 18 months. CBP U.S. Customs is expected to process the related refunds once the suspension of liquidation on these entries is lifted. So, with this, we will take up the questions from you, gentlemen. I think you can proceed with the question-answer session.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask your question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Ronak Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi team, and thanks for the opportunity. I have multiple questions. So first is on the feed division. So when in opening remarks, the management is highlighting around 11 to 12 lakh odd of metric ton offtake of the feed, which implies like we can see a flattish kind of feed offtake, wherein sir is highlighting regarding incremental positive farm gate price related benefit and all. So is there something I am missing on, and how you are seeing the feed division to perform in FY27? And secondly, from the margin perspective, which implies you have taken a meaningful price hike in fourth quarter FY27, what is the quantum of that and how you are seeing margins to pan out in FY27, especially from the feed division?
See, let me see the feed division. See, we are preparing for taking a price increase, because we are working on that, because the prices of raw materials are keeping almost increasing every day. So we work out the total impact on account of this price increase, and we propose to increase depending upon the acceptability of the market also. We have to balance between these two, and we hope that maybe in the as early as possible we will take up, but the price increase, how much it needs some time to really get the complete picture about the how much increase we can go for it, and how much is acceptable to the market. All these things are being considered. I think in the next maybe in 1 week or 10 days, we should be able to come to a specific numbers as far as the price increase is concerned. And as far as the market is concerned, the market is the shrimp culture is stable, the export market is stable, and there is no significant changes in the market conditions. And as of now, the farmers are able to get reasonably good returns on their shrimp culture, and we do not foresee any big change in the expectations for the current year, unless some unforeseen events take place in the rest of the year. See, we are still in the first quarter. See, there is second quarter, the July, August, September is equally important for the first season to complete, and the total the production figures that they come being the first season being the major season for shrimp production. And as of now, we are very confident, very positive about the market, positive about the performance of the company.
So haven't we any taken price hike into the fourth quarter?
We have taken a price increase in February of the fourth quarter. So the impact is not there much because only 1 month we had the improved price. And that is also not a full price impact because we are going to another price hike right now.
As I stated in my introductory remarks, the prices of soya bean meal and fish meal have gone up very steeply in the last 2 months. Unprecedented price increase for the reasons I have mentioned as one, fish meal price has gone up and also the soya bean meal price. So this has impacted on the cost. So we are working on that very seriously and maybe in the next few days we will be going for another price increase of the feed. I think that should take care of, you know, whatever the cost that is going to incur to a great extent.
Second question is on the export front. So when the management is aspiring for around 19,000 odd metric ton export in FY27, which implies like 10 to 12 odd percent sort of growth, but when we compare it with the peers or even the benefit of FTAs, doesn't the management sound a bit conservative on that front, or am I missing something over here?
Nikhilesh, can you take this question?
Thank you. Thank you for that question. I think generally, if you've seen, I think, look at last 10 years, every year, there's year on year increase last 10 years, if you even put it as a CAGR number. So this business, it cannot increase exponentially at one point. It has to be built step by step. So that will continue to happen. I hope that answered your question. So this is the opening of FTA with Europe. Everything is better market access, but we will need to build the production step by step because it's food, it's quality related, food consumption, safety and everything. So we need to take it step by step.
So are there any capex required both in terms of the feed or in terms of the processing front? Are we aspiring for any major capex over next 2 to 3 odd years right now?
We don't foresee any big capex in the next 2 years.
Understood. And sir, lastly, on the pet care front, so what is the scale of the pet care business right now? And considering the initial burn, what is the burn rate which we are seeing and how the distribution is expanding? Can you just highlight on qualitative front?
Venkat Sanjeev, can you take this question, please?
Yes, sir. We've been increasing the tonnage from 53 tons to right now 100 tons with a goal of 800 metric tons by end of this year. Our distribution network, as of now, we have 31 distributors in 13 cities, and we are constantly expanding, and we are also looking to expand into other products like treats, more economical food, and also wet food in the coming months.
So in terms of the,
I may add to what Mr. Sanjeev said, that you see, this is now presently what we are doing is we are importing the products from Thailand. We are according to our formulations and our brand, we are marketing now. So till such a time we have our own production facility, we would like to focus more on brand image and on the products. So because the cost and effectiveness will really start getting realized only once we start our own production unit. So till such a time we are trying to diversify the markets and also improve the image and make our products more popular. So that is the brand image exercise is going on now. And once we start our own production, we'll be able to see the real fruits of this project once we start manufacturing in our own production facility.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Arjun Khanna from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my question. My first question is related to the imports into the U.S. So just to understand, is Avanti Feeds or its subsidiaries the importer on record for this? And what is the tune of these reciprocal tariffs that we have asked for reimbursement?
Previous chapter. Nikesh, would you like to take this question or?
Let DVS take it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so Avanti Frozen Foods Private Limited is the importer of record in US. So Avanti itself import the goods and do the customs clearance and arrange for the deliveries to the respective buyers. And with regard to tariffs, Avanti Frozen as an importer of record will file the entries into ACE portal to get the refunds.
And what would be the quantum, sir?
The quantum, we are just calculating it. So still it is in the process. We are validating it. Roughly it will come around $15 to $20 million.
Okay, perfect. Sir, this...
Yeah, open yes, the account also in U.S., see when the refund starts, it gets credited to that U.S. account, which is that I think that gives the, that is one of the conditions for refund that we have complied with.
Absolutely, absolutely, sir. The second query is regarding the growth. So we mentioned that we would grow step by step over a period of time. Just to understand, sir, in terms of our capacities, I understand would be north of 19,000 tons. So does that mean those additional capacities are unmanned at this time? Or is the difficulty in sourcing of the shrimp and hence step by step? So just if you could run us through what prevents us from scaling up capacities faster than the 10-15% that have been mentioned?
So there are a few things to answer that question. Overall, the capacity that we stated is about 26 or 28,000 metric tons. But this business is very seasonal. There are months where we want raw material, but we don't have enough raw material. Because that's how the growth cycle, that's the installed capacity. Technically, I mean, if you don't understand the seasonality, then on paper it looks large. In the season, we try to process as much as we can, and after then we try to procure whatever we can.
Sure. Fair, that helps. So what would be the effective capacity of this 26 or 28,000 tons, given that they are probably two seasons at max? So in terms of what is the max rated capacity of this?
If you send an email, then...
Perfect. Sure. The context is, sir, that we are indicating we aren't looking at expanding capacities over the next 2 years. And hence I was wondering that
we are expanding in the sense that there are a lot of things that we are doing in the business to take it up step by step. So we are going to increase capacity utilization. That is the thought process behind it. But there's a lot of work which needs to prepare. So it takes one step by step with the products that we're doing. Then. Looking to continue to grow, if that's the question.
Sure. The last question is that we are hearing that apart from the Indo-Europe FTA, there is talk of some bilateral trade agreement with the U.S., Now, as part of it, we would probably be importing some of the agri products from there, such as, say, DDGS or maybe red sorghum. Now, in terms of our input materials, this ideally should come at a lower price than in the agri inputs available in India. Is this a right understanding, and are these possible substitutes for the higher priced agri inputs available in the country?
No, we are not. We are not importing anything from US agri products. We have
absolutely, sir. This is more in terms of in the future, if the bilateral treaty allows it, in terms of duty-free imports, is that something that can be looked at?
We have to see. You know, today we cannot see because it is the policy of the government to permit or not to permit. See,
right.
In respect of soybean meal, we are already approaching the government for giving us a limited period permission for import of soybean meal, so that it's, that would stabilize the prices which are going up now. They have done earlier once, and we are requesting them to do it again. Yes. So these, particularly agri products, India being agri economy, it depends upon the self-sufficiency.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? There's some disturbance, sir. Right.
Yeah. See, India being the agri economy, the lot depends upon the crop that comes in the year after year, and the local consumption requirement, food requirements, essentials of the country, and all these things determine the need for the products, whether it is to be imported or to be not to be imported or even exported. So we never expected that wheat would be allowed to be exported, wheat meal. Now they are allowing wheat export because there is a big, huge production and stock available in India. So like that, it depends on the situation. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. The final bit, in terms of the shrimp processing side of things, we've been talking of moving into more value addition. So in terms of value-added shrimp, say for FY26, how has that changed versus FY25, and how do we envisage this changing in FY27? Thank you.
Nikhilesh?
Sir, TVS, could you pull out some of the statistics? On the value-added side, I can tell you generally that we've done a lot of work over here where we're doing a lot more value-added products than what we were doing 10 years ago, in the sense that I guess in India, we're probably one of the larger producers of value-added products. Initially, from in 2015, we used to produce raw products only, but today we do ready-to-eat, which is cooked products, it's kind of straight to consumption. We do breading, we do some shrimp rings, we do Japanese preparation. So we do a wide range of products with, and we also have a partnership with the food ingredients company. So we're accelerating R&D into value-added products in our facilities in India. But this is, in generally the scheme of the business, India produces a lot of raw materials. So we also try to do as much as commodity as possible. We try to maintain the balance to get the right margin output. If that answers your question.
Sure. Just wanted to understand in context of margin. So should we assume that going forward with better utilization, higher throughput, the EBITDA margin should move north for the processing piece?
I would generally say if you compare to our peers, if you look, do a general analysis, you will see that our margin structure is much better because we do all these products. So we're already upwards of a general market margin level because of these products. So we want to keep that balance because we also, I think you just before this, you asked about capacity utilization.
Right.
The more value-added products we do, the lesser output from the factory.
Sure.
Because it has additional process. So, yeah.
Sure. Thank you and wishing you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from the line of Ushvidya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for opportunity. My question is, in next two, 3 years, company is expecting how much percentage of revenue growth and profit growth?
Yeah, see, and to answer your question, as you know that we have been, as a group, we have been expanding our activities, not only diversifying also, we have this pet care business also coming, and we are expecting a lot of growth in that. And apart from capacity utilization of frozen products, value-added products, which will increase the bottom line as well as the top line, and also the aquaculture also, we have enough capacity, we would be able to increase the total bottom and top line of both the units. So it, overall, you know, the target, if you put around 10 to 15% growth with the present global situation, it will be a big achievement. Because today we are in a situation where many things are uncertain. We don't know. Today we are unable to even prepare the budget for 26-27, even though 3 months have already lapsed. We are not sure how is things are going to do, what is going to be the cost. So I think you know better that the, all these developments will definitely influence the process of our budgeting and also targets and also the revenues, top line and all these things. I think it will take some time for us to really understand the situation to come to have a reasonably good budget estimates, madam.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Ronak Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So my question is regarding the competition. So right now, if we see from the Ecuador perspective, we are gauging that there are certain issues which are coming up over there. So earlier when we are highlighting, we were detrimental compared to the Ecuador blended cost, how we are positioned right now. And if something else is emerging in terms of the other geographies, can you highlight?
Okay. I would say it, Ecuador continues to be the largest exporter, and India also continues to be one of the largest exporters, the number two. In the U.S. market, we still, with the tariffs gone and everything, we were. It's looking bright there, and also in Europe it's looking very bright. So hopefully the higher demand encourages more farmers to do more seeding and everything. But on a general level, India continues to play a very important role in the shrimp supply chain globally. We'll continue to do so. Government and the industry is doing everything they can. The last point I wanted to say is, as you know, Avanti also invested into Ecuador in partnership with the union. So it's about working with the global supply chain, and Ecuador is a promising market along with India.
Understood.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, all the investors, for joining this conference call of Avanti Feeds Limited. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dosava's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.